Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I asked what I thought was a pretty interesting poll on Twitter. What's more pathetic? I gave three options.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James talking about China and Daryl Morey.
Come on.
The NFL officials last night.
Oh, God.
Or the Cardinals offense. That's close, right? I mean, in all different ways, all very pathetic. I think we all agree LeBron came off very, very small with his comments about Morey in China. He's gutless. The NFL officials are just they're a joke to the sport.
They really are.
I mean, twice Trey Flowers got called for penalties that altered the game. Illegal hands
to
the face.
That weren't penalties.
That I do not think were penalties.
Right.
And then I guess it's different. You know, the Nationals are very good. They have good pitchers. Right. But the St. Louis Cardinals can't score runs.
Right.
They can't get hits. So who do you think won that poll, by the way, with 6,000 votes? So big sample size.
I think it's a tough call between LeBron and the officials.
Yes.
It's very close between those two. Both bother me greatly.
Right.
I will say that.
Yes.
Both of them as a person.
Right.
I'm going to say the officials won in a close one.
No. It
really?
Was a blowout. LeBron is king, Joe.
He won big time.
Yes,
huh?
Well,
I tell you, really.
Joe, again, I always say this. It's very tough to find things everyone agrees on.
Right.
LeBron's getting panned everywhere.
How could he not?
What's even worse is that when you have 10 days to craft a quote, 10 days to figure out how you want to approach this, you would think that you've got time to figure it out, and he's got people around him.
Yeah, well,
he did not figure it out.
Well, first of all, how do I know the league didn't put him up to it? I don't know that.
Well, you'd stand up to yourself for yourself. You look small.
Well.
You look very small.
I mean, the whole situation with the NBA really looks bad. That they are in bed with this communist government. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, that's basically what it looks like.
Look, LeBron made one
it's
point.
It's terrible.
LeBron made one point that's fair that could have been brought up by, let's say, Joe Harris or Spencer Dinwiddie. And you know what that point would be?
What's that?
Hey, we were put in a really tough spot. We're
right.
over there in China.
Right.
What do you want us to say?
It's a very tough spot. No question about that.
And if, let's say Spencer Dinwiddie said that, you'd say, yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
LeBron is a little bit different, okay? First of all, LeBron has spoken about issues in the past, so he's never been one.
He basically ripped Morey, didn't he, pretty much?
Yeah, that he was selfish and uninformed.
Right. Uninformed. Well, I mean, what is he uninformed about?
It was a bad job by him. And when you make a statement and then 5 minutes later have to go on Twitter to clarify what you said, that's when you know you screwed up. But he won. He got 57% of the vote. The officials got 26% and the Cardinals offense got 17% with the officials last night.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Bro.
I want to make something clear, because we would say this about the Jets, and I think your comparison is really, really good. The Lions and the Jets.
There's so many similarities.
Separated at birth.
Right.
I know there are some differences. The Jets have won a Super Bowl. The Lions have been around a lot longer.
Right.
I get it.
The Lions may even be more adept at snatching defeat from the jaws of victory than the Jets are.
They actually are.
I'm agreeing with that.
Yes. Yes. No question about
it. We've even seen him snatch a tie from the jaws of victory.
Yes.
This year.
But see, the Lions, watching this whole game, the Lions blew this game in many ways. They had a chance to stomp on Green Bay early. And I'll tell you a moment early in this game, DJ Hockenson dropped a touchdown pass that would have made it 17-0. 17-0.
Yeah,
that's
a big deal.
Sure. They had to settle for a field goal. And they were doing a lot of that in this game. I thought that was one giant example early on where that was the Lions not taking advantage of an opportunity that they had early in this game. That was a huge opportunity in this game. You know, Aaron Rodgers threw that interception.
Yep.
That went off the body of Darius Shepard. And again, the Lions they settled for three. So I think when you don't take advantage of Green Bay mistakes, that's a problem. Now, with all of that said, twice Trey Flowers was called for an illegal use of the hands.
Yep.
The first time, flat out extended the drive, it would have been fourth down.
Fourth down, yep.
And then the other one extended... Again, it was on fourth down, but it extended to the point where they were able to just run the clock out. If they don't call that penalty, Green Bay kicks the field goal. Fine, they go up. Now the Lions had a minute and a half to get the ball back.
At least a chance to pull it out.
And the way Prater was hitting field goals, Joe, they may pull it out.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So both of those penalties were incredibly huge and altered this football
game. When is the league, and look, you know, look, how long have I been? I've been yelling about this for years when it wasn't fashionable to yell about it, okay? I've been screaming about this for a long time. It's gotten worse and worse. There are too many penalties every week. We see it. And too many bad calls that affect games. I mean, there's too many. I mean, we saw it in the Jet game on that last drive. There was five penalties. There was three pass interference on the Jets, and there was two holding penalties on the Cowboys. I mean, can they just let them play football, bro?
And you know what else?
I mean, give me a break already.
The thing that really hurts the league is, number one, it's happening in every game. This is no
every
longer.
Game.
So
no,
to
it's
your
every
point,
game.
To your point, it's worse.
Every
You're right.
game, no doubt.
100%.
Every game.
And no one's being held accountable.
Nobody.
And so, was I entertained last night? Yes, it was a great game.
No, it was a very good game.
I didn't really have a rooting interest. I didn't bet the game.
Well, I was rooting for Detroit.
No, I
I've had enough of the Packers.
I get
though.
That. Look, I probably am rooting for them to win.
And I don't love Aaron Rodgers. He's a great, all-time great. He's a Hall of Famer and all that. But he doesn't seem like he's a great guy. I gotta tell you.
Really?
Yeah. You know? I don't think Aaron Rodgers to me is not exactly. Oh no, he's a good guy. You know,
I don't get any kind of feeling towards him, good or bad.
That's me. I mean, what do I know?
Look, the point is, I mean, we're watching. If Green Bay wins, Detroit wins. It's not altering
right.
your
no,
day.
No, it doesn't matter
the way it is with
the
Jets.
It's not my team. I don't really care.
So I just want to be entertained, and I'll admit, yes, I was entertained last night. I think a lot of people were entertained. It was certainly more entertaining than the baseball game, no question, and more entertaining than Raw, no doubt about it. Okay. Well. But you feel cheapened, and you feel almost robbed when you see a game that was altered by bad officiating. That game last night was altered by bad officiating twice. Twice.
Yeah.
It was altered.
Yeah.
And that just stinks.
And it goes on every week. It goes on in every game every week. I mean, it just and when is the NFL going to do something about it?
Well, what are they going to do?
I don't. First of all, they got to redefine the rule book. That's number one. That has to be redefined. I mean, you know, we gotta stop calling these ticky-tack penalties that affect the game in a massive way.
You know what I think would
and,
really...
And I keep saying there's too many officials on the field. People, there's too many.
You know, you've had an idea in the past, so it's your idea, by the way. Because you had a lot of ideas about this because this has bothered you for 20 million
years.
So I get this. You have said in the past, and I think it would make a difference, these guys should have to talk to the media after games.
Oh,
and it's
no
a great
question.
Point.
That, no doubt about it.
And I think if you just did that, you did nothing else.
Right.
If you made them have to speak to the media after the game.
Why shouldn't they?
I bet you there'd be less penalties. Because they know they have to answer questions about it.
The NFL is making these guys into celebrities, okay? They're doing that because now they are part of every game that you need the rules guy. We need Mike Pereira. We need Gene Steratore. We need Jeff Triplett, whoever the guys are. We need all these guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have now, the networks in the league have now admitted that they are a huge part of this game. And I keep saying, and somewhat facetiously, but not really, when are they going to start selling officials merchandise? Because they're making them too big a deal in these games. They're too big a deal. So if that's the case, so if you are now making these guys as big a part of football as the teams that are playing it, then it's time for their feet to be held to the fire, just like the coaches, just like the players, that these guys should have to, not just one pool reporter that's picked out by somebody to go ask the guy a couple questions after the game. No. Every official should be held accountable and have to sit there and talk to the media after the game. Every damn one of them.
Now, as far as the result is concerned.
That is a given.
No, and I think it would make a difference.
Of course it would.
As far as the result is concerned, how about the Lions? You mentioned they had a victory. They blew it against Arizona.
They should have beat
Kansas
City. They
blew it against Kansas City.
Of course.
They've now blown it against Green Bay.
Oh, God.
And 2-2-1 in a division that features a 5-1 team, a 4-2 team,
and
a really talented 3-2 team.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem. Now, huge edge for Green Bay, because think about what they have now done. They have swept first time around their division.
Yep.
They beat the
That's
Bears on opening night, the 10-3 win.
They
beat Minnesota, and now they've beaten Detroit. So Green Bay, not only because of their record being a game better, but because of what they've been able to do inside the division,
they're
sitting very, very pretty. They got the Raiders next week.
Yep.
They go to Kansas City, which looks like a completely different game now with the way the Chiefs have been playing.
Yep. No doubt.
So a huge swing in the NFC North last night with Green Bay getting their fifth win of the season.
Yeah. And it's a very good division, as you said.
No doubt.
And easily, the Detroit Lions could easily be 5-0. Easily.
Yeah, they should be.
It's unbelievable.
Easily. They should be 5-0.
No doubt about it.
Those three games we mentioned, the Cardinal tie,
the
Chiefs, they should have won all of those games.
Indeed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.